Unit 8. History. Points of view section. I admire Napoleon. Listen to the conversation.
The person in history I admire most is Napoleon. He wasn't just a great general. He also introduced a legal system that's still the basis of modern European law. He must have been a great leader of men, too. I've heard he could remember the names of ordinary soldiers even when he hadn't seen them for years.
Why do you men always respect generals or admirals or people who were responsible for so much killing and suffering? The person I respect most is Florence Nightingale. She started a great nursing tradition and did so much to take care of all the suffering caused by famous male generals and male politicians. If countries at that time had been run by women like her, there wouldn't have been any wars in the first place.
That's a very sweeping statement. Wars are not usually caused by individuals. And female leaders have often been just as aggressive as male leaders, if not more so. How about Catherine the Great of Russia or Margaret Thatcher?
That's because they were leaders in a society created by men. If more of our society was controlled by women, we would live in a much more humane and peaceful world. And it's not just me who says this. You talk to the wives and mothers of all the men who die in senseless wars started by male politicians.